Roger.
Thank you, Mayor. Just want to point out that we did meet with people from the water park last week. They already own two parcels of land, or water, covered land, and they were making settlement on that day or the day after for two additional parcels for a potential water park. The total amount of area that they would own would be 20,550 square feet. We didn't get to see exactly what they wanted to put in there, but we kind of went over to the zoning, which is very limited from the city's perspective because it's all over the water, and they still need DEP permits, and it is considered a water-dependent use. So I just wanted to put it out there that we did meet with them. Once they make application, they'll be advertised and publicized as required. I have nothing further to add.
Okay, thank you, Roger.
Mayor.
Yes.
I too was at that meeting. Roger and I represented the city. It was very, very informal. There were no plans. There were discussions of what had to happen. And the key things that I took from it are that they have to go to the DEP. They have to come to the planning board. But the operation, as it was explained to me, the intended operation would be totally seasonable, July and August, and maybe some parts of June. It would be daytime activities only. The hours would be 9 to 6. They'd be out of there at 6 o'clock at night. And it consists of blow up. It's like a playground on water. They're blow up rafts, if you will, and slides, if you will, where you can go onto these slides from the water, access it from dock areas, get on these and jump in the water. It's as simple as that. It's no different than what you would have in pools or whatever, but it does require them to go through the approval processes that they're going to go through if they make an application. They have not yet made application to us, but we wanted to report because there were rumors earlier in the year that we had been meeting with them. This is the first meeting that we've had, and I wanted to go to it so that I could tell you directly that that's what it's intended.
Rich, where's the location?
Roger can precisely tell you.
Right next to Leeds' property.
So between heading which towards streets, Longport. If we're going to talk about streets?
That Jefferson Avenue splits it in half, actually.
Okay.
You okay with that?
Thank you. Yep.
You're
welcome.
Thank you, Rich.
So what's there now? A marina is there now?
Nothing's
there now. Nothing.
Marina with slips, but it hasn't been used.
Marina with slips is there now.
Yeah.
One question.
Sure.
Would there be any improvements to the marina?
It was explained to us that all the existing dock facilities and piers would be removed. And they would add floating piers around it like a breakwater. And the equipment that they would bring in would be in the middle of that, protected with the breakwater.
Thank you. And contrary to some suggestions, there's no intention for anything other than this rubber raft playgrounds. It's not motorized equipment, boating equipment, no boating of any kind, no water skiing, no water activities, isn't that?
Well,
that's our understanding.
Thank you. Mario, okay? Any other?
Yep.
John, you all right?